Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 155. Don't forget to go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast155 to get the practice materials for this episode.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. This is going to be episode number 155, and this is going to be the most important comping and supportive, the most important and supportive comping, voicing, and setup you need to know. So if there was any setup and voicing, essentially they're kind of one together, right, that you would need to know, it would be this one. And you have to know this. It really is the most supportive thing. Anything you do outside of this is going to be more flourish, stylistic thing. This is like the meat and potatoes of supportive comping. Okay, now before I get into the lesson, if you hear me fiddling with a mic like I'm about to do right now, I apologize because I have a new setup in my office studio now. I switched a couple things around, so things are a lot better, but I'm still adjusting to the placement of the materials right now, of like the mic, my keyboard. I'm actually sitting on a step ladder thing, a construction step ladder, because I do not have a chair yet, and I need to get a stool solely for the purpose of my keyboard. So again, I'm kind of sitting up high, and again, I'm just fiddling with the mic here, but it's going to be a lot better. It's a lot more efficient, and this brings me to just a quick little talking point. Like, you got to get down and dirty to make upgrades in your life. You know what I mean? Before things are going to get better, it's you got to dig through the mud. You got to dig through the, you know what I mean? You do, because it's hard. Like, in order to change my office around to make it better, I had to like move a whole bunch of crap. I had to get rid of a whole bunch of junk. I had to take down everything. I had to completely take apart everything. And I'm still not done because like the way I want the setup with my computers and stuff like that, it's still not up to par, right? And cleanliness and achieving perfection in your goals is hard, right? You have to dig through the mess, the crap. And that's the same thing in life for like almost anything. Like, in jazz piano, you need to get down and dirty in order to learn things that are going to really, really help you and bring out amazing aspects of your playing. But it's not just going to come overnight, right? The only way to do it is to really sit down, take your time, be patient, and dig through the crap that you do not know, right? You need to be honest with yourself. When there's junk and stuff in your house, like in my place, and I'm doing all this organization, right? You need to get rid of the junk. Like, you just need to be honest with yourself. Like, man, this is messy. Like, I need to go through this one piece of junk at a time. Like, no matter how much junk there is, you need to literally, okay, do I need this lamp, right? I'm looking at stuff in my closet, right, that I'm going to be organizing here soon. Do I need this bag? Do I need this book, right? The same thing with everything in life and in jazz piano. Like, do I know how to play a B major seventh chord in third position in all registers of the piano, right? Do I know how to play a rootless minor seven, you know, G flat minor seven voicing, right? You know, completely without thinking, you know, so you need to be honest with yourself and you need to go step by step by step. Now, in your head, you can't think about it as like, oh, this is going to take forever. You just go bit by bit by bit. Once you've learned all your minor seventh voicings, then you tackle your major seventh voicings just one by one by one. Okay, so you don't know your C major seven, you go to your F major seven. We're not even in the lesson yet, but I just wanted to talk about that for a second, because it really made me realize something very, very important, you know, I guess, I don't know what the right term is, but kind of like a metaphor for life, right? Is you need to dig through the mess in order to find the light and make improvements. And it really kind of came to my mind as I was reorganizing my office. So I'm going to fiddle with this mic here again, because I'm like leaning over and it's straining my neck. And again, I apologize. But again, so here we go. This is going to be the most supportive and a most effective comping, voicing, and setup that you need to know. Okay, with that being said, let's dive right into this lesson. All right, so what we're going to be doing here is the most supportive and most effective comping setup you need is going to take place right in this register right here. Now, the very first thing you need to know is that one of the setups, right, is going to contain, most of the setups are going to contain the root, for example, in a G chord, any sort of seventh chord, the root, the seventh, and the third, right? You have to know how to play these very quickly in all keys that you play in, right? So you should be able to play the very first setup, root, seven, and third. Now you should be able to do this, right, in all keys for all types of chords. Now I'm playing a dominant setup right now, obviously. Root, here's my dominant seven, and third. Now if you ask me to do this in D flat, I can quickly go here. If you ask me to do this in A flat, I can quickly go here. Now this setup with my pinky, left hand thumb, and my right hand thumb playing the third, you have to be able to do this quickly and efficiently even before we start to add more things in to the equation, okay? So this is going to be the very first setup you need to master. Now, you want to practice this in all sorts of ways, right? So not just your dominants, you want to practice your minors, right? You should be able to do this for your minors in all ways, B flat minor, right? E flat minor, C sharp minor, right? B minor, G minor, F minor, right? Okay. In all different ways, in all different fashions, however, you know, anywhere on the piano, not even just here, but this again is where the majority of our comping voicing is going to set up, is going to take place. Now, we have the primary foundation of our setup right now, you know, established, the root, the seven, and the third. Now, from here, okay, what we can do is that we have full reign over the rest of the voicing that we're going to add on. But for the majority, what we can do with this voicing is simply, if you're more of an intermediate player, you can add on the rest of your rootless voicing in your right hand. Okay? Now, already this creates a really, really nice natural sound for your voicing. This sound right here is extremely supportive, and I hear so many kind of new pianists and even intermediate pianists start playing, and they're only playing up here, right? So I'm not really sure what voicings they're playing, but it's very thin, right? This range right here is a very thin sound, right? Even this, right? All these different types of voicings right here, it's a very thin sound. And so when you're comping and supporting anybody, right, instrumentalists, it can be, first of all, it can interfere with what they're playing, because most of the time if they're soloing or doing anything, the melody will be within this range. It can interfere very, very easily. It also doesn't provide the low-end harmonic support that you need to give them a platform to play over. That's why this area right here is really, really great for that, right? Okay, so playing right in this area right here. So the first setup we want to learn is 1 and 7, 3 in our right hand thumb, and then adding our right hand, rest of our right hand rootless voicing on top of that. So again, here's your G rootless voicing, starting with a third. Now we're simply adding the 1 and 7 to the bottom of that, okay? But I really want you to not think about it that way. I don't want you to think about it as this being the rootless voicing and then 1 and 7 on the bottom. I want you to think about this as 1 and 7, 3, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. Because once you got that down, we can now change the rootless voicing to anything else. So what do I mean by that? Well, we don't particularly need the 7 here, okay? And these, the 13 and the 9, can be also changed as well. I can make these a flat 13 and a flat 9. Now listen to that. That's a beautiful voicing, right? And I simply changed the extensions. I can change one of the extensions if I want to the flat 9. I can go flat, natural 9 and then flat 9. Right? I can go sharp 9 on top. I can go flat 13 here. I can change these extensions altogether. So I can add the sharp 11 in, maybe take out the 13 and add the flat 9. So obviously you see my point here is that once we have this setup correct and ready, right, the 173, we have full reign over the rest of the setup that we want to add, the rest of the colors, the extensions in our right hand available. But like I said, you need to be able to do this in any register. So if I play an A flat chord, right, I can do any sort of expression or things like that. So I can do the same thing at here. I can add flat 13, flat 9. I can add a sharp 9. You want to be able to do that in all keys so you can adjust the extensions here as you see fit and as you want. Now, that is a very, very advanced... Sorry, guys. I keep playing with the mic here. But that is a very, very advanced way of playing jazz piano chords, right? And you want to work yourself up to that level. Like, you need to know all your extensions first, obviously, in all keys. If you're in the key of F, right? So you'd have... maybe 13 here, flat 9 here, maybe you add the sharp 11 here. But again, my setup on the bottom is the same, 1, 7, 3, okay? Now, the easiest way to jump to that kind of advanced portion of playing your voicings, right? The very first setup, and again, the setup that is, again, the most supportive is this 1-7-3 setup. This is going to be the most supportive, most effective in this register right here. It's going to create that beautiful comping sound. Maybe I should demonstrate just a little bit, actually. That range right there is so thick, it's so meaty, it's so lush, you know, in comping in this area is essentially all you need. If you can master this area right here, you're well on your way to becoming a fantastic solo pianist, right? Because you can use this in solo piano and in comping as group as well. So 1-7-3, you need to master. We can add on our rootless voicing. That's kind of more of step one. I jump to step three, which is adding on random extensions that you choose here, right? So we can add the 13, sharp 9, stuff like that. But before we get to that, some of the things I was just demonstrating in my little demonstration there was, instead of playing the root here, I was kind of staggering the 1 and 7, meaning I was using a drop 2 voicing here with my rootless voicing. So instead of doubling my 7 here, right, you see how the two Fs are doubled, my 7s, I'm removing my 7th from my right hand. I'm using a drop 2 arrangement style, meaning I'm dropping the second voice from the top down here, okay? And I'm releasing my root. So I'm staggering my root. I'm playing root first and then to the 7. Right? So, and I'm kind of sliding in, which makes a nice little sound there. Right? See how I'm quickly just... So I'm hitting that bass note and then going to my drop 2 voicing. Another fantastic way to play more of kind of like a, this is like a second tier voicing from where we started. So for a kind of beginner players, again, you want to practice your 1-7-3, add on the rest of your rootless voicing here. All right, for intermediate players, okay, use your drop 2 voicing, hit your bass note, and you can jump up. Now you can also use the first voicing, right? Don't be afraid to use this as well. Okay, you can also double the F if you want, but again, this sounds really, really nice and balanced when you remove the F here. Okay, or you can do a mixture of both. You can do the jump to the rootless voicing as well. So I do both. So I do the jumps, and then I do the full voicing. Right? Whatever you want, it's completely up to you. And then again, the last kind of way I was talking about was changing the extensions on top here to whatever you want. And again, you need to be an advanced player to do this because you need to know your extensions very well in all keys. Like, you need to know where your flat 13 is, where your flat 9 is, where your sharp 9 is, so on and so forth, where your sharp 11 is, right? To be able to do this in the key of E, for example, right? You need to know where your sharp 11 is, right? You need to be able to know where your flat 13 is, where your 9 is, so on and so forth. Okay, so adding the sharp 11, adding the flat 13, adding the flat 9, adding the sharp line 9, whatever you want. It needs to be like that, like quick, so you can do it on the fly. You can do it and add the colors whenever you want. Okay, so that's basically the first setup. I don't want to overcomplicate things. Now, the other setup that I want to teach you besides this is simply going to be, instead of the 1 to 7, okay, it's going to be the same style here, but instead of doing the 1 to 7, it's going to be the 1 to 10, right? So you're going to have the, see how your rootless voicing is starting on the third here? You're going to have your other rootless voicing starting the 7, but you have your 10. So you're going 1 to 3 here in your left hand, and then the 7 is on top. Now see, in our first step, we had 1, 7, 3. In our second setup, we're going to have 1, 10, 7, right? Or 1, 3, 7, if you want to call it that, right? So 1, 7, 3, 1, 3, 7. Now that's the setup you need to practice in all keys now. And what you're going to do with your left hand is jump, right? See how I'm jumping? So 1 to 3 and 7, right? Just like that. I wouldn't use it up high like this. That's too high, right? So it'd be down here. Right? You hear that? You hear that? So adding that little pop in there gives it the low end sound, and then you have this meaty register for your drop twos to play in. What I was doing here, rolling up to my sus drop two, harmonizing the top line. But again, that's your second structure. So what you can do here is you can add your rootless voicing on top, and this is what you should practice. Right? These are all rootless voicings on top with my left hand playing the third on my thumb here, right? Here's my F7, my third, E for my C7, right? And so you want to practice this and then take out the third here to create your drop two voicing. There's my drop two voicing, right? There's my drop two voicing. Now I can do this for my minor chords as well, right? Instead of having this rootless voicing here, I would have this, right? So I have my C minor rootless voicing here, right? F minor rootless voicing here. So here's my rootless voicing. I'm taking out the third. I'm playing the third here. I'm jumping to my third with my thumb. Now what we can do here, guys, is that we can start to create 2-5-1 patterns, and we can play really anything, right? So if I play a 2-5-1 in the key of B flat, I can play here, and then I move to the first voicing I showed you, right? 1-7-3. So here's my first structure that I showed you. And what I'm doing here is I'm adding the natural 13 and flat 9. And then finally, right, we jump back to the structure I just showed you. So we have 1 to 3, then I have 7, 9. And again, I can change the extensions here. So I might put a 13 on top. Right? So here's my minor, C minor. Or I don't have to jump, right? I can jump here and I can play full together. And then jump. You hear how rich and thick and like supportive that is? I mean, if someone's soloing over here, you know, that comping style method right in this range with your bass notes. Now, this isn't just for duo, it's for rhythm section too. Like adding these stabs in even while a bass player's walking is great. Right, amazing sound with this system, right? I call this the two-hand voicing system. And again, this is actually directly taken from one of our mini courses inside the lab, but this is a must-know, must-learn system for comping, and it's the best support system, the most effective support comping system you can learn, right? So again, here is just to close out, I have my C minor, right? And then even if you start to add in some reharms, right? So I went to the tritone relative minor 2 to the B7. Again, this is getting a little bit advanced, but listen to the sounds you can create. Right? Just all sorts of great things. It's just fantastic, right? And again, if you start moving through different types of progressions, like so in B flat, I mean, right here, that's the, that is what you need. This creates amazing supportive comping sound for anyone you're trying to play in a group. And even when you're playing solo piano, if I'm playing solo piano, right, and I want to create more of I'm comping for myself. If I get away from the melody, I don't really know. I'm trying to think of, you know, you know, if I'm comping, that was a terrible example. I couldn't think of any tunes on the spot because I wanted to close up for you guys. But if I'm comping for myself while playing solo piano, right, that's what I would do here. And then go back to the melody or the solo or whatever I was doing up here, right? I would comp for myself in that register using the system that I just showed you guys, okay? So for the practice materials, don't forget to go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast155, and you will get the setups I just showed you, so that you don't forget them. You can thumbtack them to your wall or print them out and use them to practice. Okay, guys, so enjoy that. Have a fantastic day, and as always, happy practicing.